On Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
25 to 11. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Sean Cosgrove.
We got a big week. Well, we always have on the Greyhounds. Been some fantastic racing and more to come too.
Certainly is. It was a big night on Saturday night. We had Group 1 racing action from both the East Coast and West Coast of Australia. We had three semi-finals of the National Derby and National Futurity at Wentworth Park. And across in the west at Kennington, we had heats of the Group 1 Sky Racing Perth Cup and also the Group 1 Sky Racing Galaxy for the distance chasers. But recapping the Derby results from Saturday night, in the first semi-final was taken out by Topper Road for Anthony Azzopardi in the time of 29.80, beating Dinah Tiber and Winsome Prince. Semi-final 2 went to Fernando Bale, who clocked the fastest time of the night, running 29.42, beating the kennelmate Electra Outlaw. And the last semi-final went to Bad Boy Sniper for Jason Magri, who defeated Zipping Carter and Winsome Jacko. And Bad Boy Sniper ran 29.43. Joining us online is Bad Boy Sniper's trainer, Jason Magri. Good morning, Jason.
Yeah, how you going, Mark?
I'm good. Now, this greyhound, his last six starts at Wentworth Park, he's had five wins. He has really taken to Wenty.
Yeah, he has. He really likes Wenty. He's adapted well there. That's the main thing for us, anyway.
29.43, just 1/100th outside the best on Saturday night. He jumped from box 4. It's the same box he's got in the final.
Yeah, it is. He nailed the start pretty good on Saturday. I just hope he can do it again. That's the main thing we want him to do. But the way he's drawn, I think it's a bit tougher this week for him.
He doesn't run the first sections that greyhounds like Fernando Bale can run to the first turn, and Topper Road for that matter, 5.34s. And 5.32s. Sniper runs around 5.42. On that, he's probably a length behind the leading greyhounds. Is that a concern for you?
It is at Wenty, but in these sort of races, that's his biggest concern. He just lacks that yard early. If he doesn't get knocked on the first corner, he has got a strong finish. So that's his contribute, what he's got.
The box draw sees Electra Outlaw in 1, Dark Vito in 2, Winsome Prince 3, Sniper, Bad Boy Sniper is in box 4, Dinah Tiber in 5, Zipping Carter 6, Fernando Bale, which is the $3 favourite, has drawn box 7, Topper Road in box 8 is $3.50. Jace, the favourite, Fernando Bale, he's got Topper Road drawn outside of him, and Topper Road is a greyhound with brilliant early pace but wants to crash to the rails. Is that going to be a problem for a greyhound like Fernando Bale?
If Fernando Bale comes out running like he has been, they could mix early with Topper Road trying to get across, because he does like to get to the fence pretty quick, Topper Road. So, yeah, they could mix. You don't know. Depends how they come out on race night.
$75,000 to the winner for this Group 1 event to be staged next Saturday night. Good luck, Jason.
No, thank you, Mark.
Jason Magri there, who has Bad Boy Sniper in the Group 1 National Derby. Also to be run on Saturday night is the Group 1 National Futurity. And the box draw for the Futurity looks this way. Spring Leaf has drawn box 1, Polly Bale 2, Dinah Nico in 3, Kerrigan Bale for 4, and all four of those greyhounds are trained by Andrea Daly. Box 5, Ella has Class. 6, Zipping Midge for Jason McKay. From box 7, it's Ginging for Chris Nutt. And in box 8, Weblick Bell for Jeff Britton. Joining us online now is the owner of Spring Leaf, Greg Board. Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, good morning. How are we?
Very well. I suppose box 1 in a feature race, you never knock it back, even though she won from the 7 on Saturday night.
Oh, no, you give me the 1 in any final.
This greyhound has got very good early pace, ran 29.50 on Saturday night. One of the most experienced runners in the Futurity final.
Yeah, well, she's the right age for the Futurity because she's born on July 5th.
She's $2.80 favourite with tab.com.au fixed odds at the moment. Kerrigan Bale is $3.50, Dinah Nico $4.50, and then Weblick Bell at $7. Inside or outside, Greg? I know we just said that the inside box, you'd never knock it back, but do you have a preference for her? I know she raced well at Cranbourne off the outside, but the inside box is worth plenty.
Well, it is. Like, she's had 2 starts off the 1, and she won them both, so I can't complain about the red.
Now, she's by your stud dog, Spring Gun. We'll give him a plug. She's out of a bitch called Scarlet Cath. Spring Gun, he's really starting to hit his straps as a sire.
Yeah, well, he's really firing. His pups are winning everywhere. As I said, in December, he had over 100 winners for the month, you know, and he's got a lot of good dogs. a lot of nice pups going now, and there's only better times to come. We've had him home like last year, like in 2014. We sold 200 stores, a bit over 200 stores by him, so he's very popular.
Now, the Daily Kennel have got four in the Futurity final, boxes 1, 2, 3, and 4, Springleaf, Kerrigan Bale, Dinah Nico, and also Webb. And, she's got Springleaf, Polly Bale, Dinah Nico, and Kerrigan Bale. Have you spoken to Andrea?
I haven't yet. No, I thought that Dinah Nico might, get out quick and, give us a bit of a hustle up to the corner, but... only see what happens,
Greg, good luck on Saturday night with Springleaf and the National Futurity.
All right, thanks very much for that.
There's Greg Board, who is the owner of Springleaf. He also owns Spring Gun, the sire, and he'll be hoping for a big Saturday night at Wentworth Park. As I said, on Saturday night as well, on the west coast of Australia, we had heats of the Perth Cup and also of the Sky Racing Galaxy, the Sky Racing Perth Cup, worth $140,000. To the winner, and the heat winners look this way. Astronomize for Paul Stewart ran 30.05, and it was the first of three winners for Paul, and Astronomize clocked the fastest time of the night. Starlight Jack, 30.26, won heat two. Heat three went to Downlight in 30.51. Paul Stewart back in the winners list in heat four with Quartz Bale, a very impressive winner in 30.12. Star Recall won heat number five there in 30.17. Hudat Knockin' in 30.55 for Jason Thompson. And my bro Fabio, the big black galloper, made his return to the track at Kennington after an injury-enforced layoff. And my bro Fabio, he was an impressive winner. He didn't run the best of the night there at Kennington. He ran 30.47, but he was very impressive winning off the outside box. And he's drawn that box in the final. His trainer, Brooke Ennis, joins us now. Morning, Brooke.
Hi, Mark. How are you going?
Very well. You must have been delighted to see the way that Fabio returned to the track on Saturday night.
Yeah, he was very, very impressive. His first run back about 3 weeks ago at Sandown wasn't his best, but then he went well there again last weekend. We couldn't be more happy with the way he's travelled over and the way he handled himself. He was caught wide, and so he's very strong, and we're very happy with him.
30.47 the time, probably 6 or 7 lengths outside the best of the night, but there's obviously improvement in this greyhound.
Yeah, I would think so. He's just coming back from 7 weeks off, so he's probably not 100% just yet, but by the weekend he should be well up there, and he just needs a clear run early, but there is a lot of speed on the inside, and it just depends what kind of run he gets out the boxes to where he ends up, I think.
And the 530 metres at Kennington, that would suit this, or does suit this greyhound down to a T. What about the future for Fabio? Is he a sprinter? Is he a middle distance greyhound?
No, we'll probably just keep him at the sprints. We got an invitation for the Temley and the Rookie Rebel, so we'll probably pick the Temley and head into the Australian Cup after that. But I think we'll just stick to the sprints for now. And, he's three next month, so I guess once he gets these few races out of the way and hopefully an Easter egg, then we'll decide, whether he keeps racing or he goes to stud.
The box draw for the Sky Racing Perth Cup on Saturday night sees Star Recall in one for Jeff Britton, and we'll speak to Jeff in just a moment. Astronomize in two, Hudat Knockin' three, Quartz Bale four, Extreme Knocker five, Downlight in six, Starlight Jack in seven, and My Bro Fabio in box eight. We also had two heats of the Sky Racing Galaxy on Saturday night, and Lady Toy and Space Star were the winners of those two heats. And, Brooke, you've got Lady Toy. She's drawn box number one in the Galaxy. What'd you make of her win on Saturday night?
Yeah, I thought she was really good. She was really strong. She worked hard. She got knocked out straight away out of the boxes. And she's, for a little bit, she's probably spent her whole life with her owner, Jimmy Sala, to come and, spend the last 2 weeks with us and have her whole world turned upside down. She's done pretty good at it, I think. And, we definitely want to draw an inside box with her, which we have. So I think she'll be, again, all better for the run, and she'll definitely enjoy being on the rail.
You also have Blinkers On in the final, and Blinkers On ran third behind Space Star, who clocked a sizzling 41.57 on Saturday night.
Yeah, he was always going to have trouble trying to keep up with him, but he was good as well. And, again, he'll be better for the run, and hopefully he can just, make a nice little race there for Lady Toy. He likes to get off the track a bit, so hopefully he gives her a bit of room. And I'm not sure that he's completely up to their standards, but he's been a nice little stayer, and I'm sure he'll put in 100% either way.
The box draw for the Galaxy has Lady Toy in one, Blinkers On two, Expect a Guess in three, My Mate Cobber four, Takahashi in box five, Stark is in box six, and Space Star for Robbie Britton in box 7. Ash Flash for Paul Stewart in box number 8. Out of the two Lady Toy and Blinkers On, who do you think is the best of your two there, Brooke?
Oh, definitely Lady Toy, yeah. She's racing in sensational form.
We've got two chances for a Group 1 win on Saturday night with My Bro Fabio in the Sky Racing Perth Cup and also Lady Toy and Blinkers On in the Sky Racing Galaxy. Good luck, Brooke.
Thank you, Mark. See ya.
Brooke Ennis there, who, as I said, is one of Victoria's leading trainers, and her husband, Jamie Ennis, have got some terrific greyhounds in work. Joining us online, Jeff Britton, the trainer of Star Recall. Jeff, box number 1 in the Sky Racing Perth Cup. A very impressive win there on Saturday night by Star Recall.
Yeah, no, she went really well and did everything right and had plenty of room early, which, you know, I think she'll need. And so box 1, well, hopefully she uses it.
You stepped this greyhound up over to the 650 metres of the Group 1 Sale Cup. The final was held on Boxing Day night. She was an emphatic winner on that occasion, beating Space Star and also Sweet It Is. Again, the quandary for you, is she a sprinter? Is she a middle distance greyhound?
Look, I think she's suited over middle distance. And, you know, whether she can get the 700, it'd be nice to think. But I think she was getting a little bit tired in the 650. But who knows later on.
Tough race on Saturday night. As I said, we just spoke to Brooke, who's got My Bro Fabio. Paul Stewart, one of the leading trainers in WA, he's got 3 in the field, and Astronomize was very good running 30.05. He's drawn beside you. The early stages, Jeff, how do you see the race panning out?
Look, it looks like there's a fair bit of pace. You know, she's just going to have to get out well, which, you know, she can get out well, but if she misses, she could be in big trouble. But, you know, there'll be a lot of dogs crossing over in front of us. So, and I think on the bend, she likes to, you know, if there's dogs outside her, she likes to move off the track a little bit. So she's going to have to be on the best terms.
National Futurity Final on Saturday night. You also have Weblick Bell, who's drawn box 8 in the Futurity Final.
Yeah, look, she was a really good run. I was really happy with her run, and I think she was the second fastest qualifier. So I'm sort of just hoping there's going to have to be some sort of jam up on the inside for her to get across. So, but, you know, she'll probably use the 8 box, and whether, you know, some of the dogs can have some interference, as I say, she'll just have to try to get around the first corner.
She was beaten 3.25 lengths by Springleaf, the winner in 29.50, the best as far as the Futurity semi-finals were concerned, which had you running 29.70 on the clock with Weblick Bell. She had box 1 on Saturday night. So she moves to box 8 this coming Saturday night. She better draw an inside or out?
Look, I think at Wentworth Park, you always want the red. And but, you know, she does run fairly straight. So, and, you know, as I say, there will have to be something crossing down to give her a bit of a card across to, you know, to be right up near the lead. And then you've got to hope for, you know, nothing checking her on the first corner. But, you know, she's just getting better every week up at Wentworth Park.
Hard to be in two places at the one time. Wentworth Park or Kennington for you next Saturday night?
Oh, I've got to go to Wentworth Park. So heading up there, and it's Angela's birthday, so I better take her out for tea after.
Angela Langton, of course, which is your partner. Jeff, good luck on Saturday night, both at Wentworth Park and also at Kennington.
Thanks, Mark.
Jeff Britton there. And late last week, the Meadows released the nominations for the 3 big feature events, which will be held on February the 21st, which are the Tem Lee, the Rookie Rebel, and also the Zoom Top. And those invitations have been sent out. As you would expect, the greatest of great greyhounds in Australia have been nominated for that.
Decent prize money, Mark, too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
100,000 for the Tem Lee, 75 to the winner for the other two.
And a one-off event, don't forget. So greyhounds don't have to qualify for this. And again, we've spoken about this a number of times. The money in greyhound racing at the moment is just phenomenal. We've got $140,000 to the winner of the Sky Racing Perth Cup on Saturday night, $70,000 for the Galaxy, $75,000 for the Futurity in the Derby. Gee, it'd be nice to have one to win.
Oh, absolutely. It is astonishing when you think, you know, buying a greyhound is not all that expensive these days to get hold of one, and you can do a 50-50 deal with the trainer and away you go.
Certainly can.
Good fun. We'll take a break and come back. It's 11 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.
The excitement already is mounting towards the famous Sydney Autumn Carnival, featuring a multi-million dollar innovation, the Championships in April. For all of the latest news, you can trust Sky Sports Radio. Trust us to reveal the right male from the track, and trust us to capture the spine-tingling, everlasting moments.
But it's history at Royal Randwick. Black Caviar, 15 group ones. She is out of this world.
We're committed to giving you the complete racing picture. Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
These days, it's okay to be a little crazy. Coco Joy is crazy about all things coconut and about bringing the joy back into everyday life. Coco Joy boasts a full range of products, including Coco Joy 100% coconut water, naturally sweeter than the others, but with no added sugar, no hidden nasties, just full of goodness. Then there's Coco Joy coconut milk and Coco Joy Kids. Bring back the joy with Coco Joy. At a store near you or online at cocojoy.com.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to Going Greyhounds.
It is 10 to 11, Mark.
Thank you, Cozzy. Late last year, Greyhounds Australasia released their proposed new breeding rules, and it's part of the National Greyhound Welfare Strategy. They're looking to introduce national rules relating to brood bitches and also breeding. They asked for feedback and consultation from industry participants, and that consultation period finished on January the 15th. They're looking to implement these new rules on July the 1st. And I can tell you that they've caused plenty of conjecture as far as some of Australia's leading breeders are concerned. In the past few weeks, I've spoken to people like Steve Kavanagh, Paul Wheeler, Jeff and Robbie Britton regarding this. And these leading lights of our industry are definitely concerned with what Greyhound Australasia are looking to bring in. Joining us now is one of Australia's leading breeders, Jeff Collins, who's had a lot of success both breeding greyhounds here in Australia and also bringing them over from America. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Now, there's four key changes that Greyhounds Australasia are looking to bring in, and one is that a requirement for all brood bitches to be registered with controlling bodies as a breeding female prior to the first time. Not a problem with that. A new rule that will prevent brood bitches over eight years of age from being mated without prior veterinary certification or certification of appropriate health and fitness and the approval of a controlling body. Again, not too much of a problem with that. The third point is the establishment of a national breeding review panel, which will decide whether a brood bitch who has had three litters is allowed to be mated with for a fourth or subsequent time. And finally, a new rule limiting the frequency of litters for the individual brood bitch to two litters in any 18-month period. Points three and four, Jeff, I believe they're the ones that people are certainly got problems with.
Look, Mark, look, GRV to the GAGRV are trying to improve the welfare outcomes for greyhounds across Australia, and I don't have a problem with that. I want to see greyhound racing continue into the future, but for that to happen, we have to adapt to society's changing standards, and part of that includes addressing the issue of overbreeding. Where I have a problem with this is they're putting all their focus on the greyhound, and if you take the brood bitch, for example, she doesn't select her sire, she doesn't whelp herself down, she doesn't rear the pups, she doesn't break the pups in, and she doesn't make a decision on where the greyhounds go. So I think, even though they've got the best intentions, that they should be targeting the breeder rather than the greyhound, because there are a number of litters across Australia that never get to the track, and in this day and age, that is not good enough, certainly by society standards, because there's places in Australia for every greyhound to race, and people should be making that effort. And it's that fact that's putting all this pressure on the rest of us to do a good job. And that's the focus of my sort of push on this. I'd like to see them start to look at, you know, people that have... I spoke to one bloke and I won't mention the number because it's too embarrassing. It hadn't even got to the track over years, you know. And they're doing something wrong. So they need to be either educated or they need to be eradicated. And that's why I feel it. The focus on the brood bitch is sort of misguided, you know.
Jeff, we broadcast more than 40,000 races a year on Sky Racing and also Sky Sports Radio. So you're right, there is a race for everyone, and they're just the tab events. That doesn't include the non-tabs.
Yeah.
The establishment of a national breeding review panel. Do you know who these people will be, what experience they've got as far as breeding is concerned?
Well, look, that's really difficult to... I'm against it, I've said it straight, because the devil's in the detail, Mark. We don't know who they are. We don't know how they're going to work on a time frame as far as if a bitch comes in season. Like, we'll use an bitch I've been talking about recently, Xylia Allen. She comes on season during racing. So with the time involved, she may not be able to be bred with because of all the rigmarole involved. Now, there may be other issues too when you've got an older bitch, which is what they'll be looking at here. What happen, when do they assess her condition? Because as bitches, as brood bitches get older, they do, you know, can drop away physically, so they have to assess her close to her seasonal time. And it's just, there's too much, it's too messy. And again, it's not going to affect it, because the problem is, I think by GRV's, by GA's own figures, I think it's only the fourth litter of a bitch is only about 13% of bitches that are bred with a fourth time. There's only 6% of bitches that are bred with a fifth time. So there is a self-regulation going on within the industry anyway.
Jeff,
the
you
problem
own...
is really with the first one and two and three litters, which again, how do you legislate against that?
You import a lot of frozen semen from America, particularly through your business, which is called World Class Sires. You've got semen coming in from Bella Infrared and DJ's Octane, KCN All, SH Avatar. You're at the forefront of breeding. Where does this leave us? Where do we move forward? I mean, have Greyhounds Australasia spoken to you?
Yes, there's a meeting coming up. I put in an eight-page response because I've had a lot of things about this, because I think this is going to lead to a lot of other issues coming down the line. And if they keep this focus up on the dog, they're going to miss what the real focus is. And I said, that's the irresponsible breeder. Not the breeder that breeds a slow dog, but the irresponsible breeder. And that's the one that doesn't place the dogs. And look, I know when I'm getting a phone call that someone wanted to use a semen on our dog, I don't ask what the bitch is. I just want to know who the breeder is. Because I know if the breeder's like a Paul Westerveld or a Paul Wheeler, that those dogs are going to get every chance to get to the track, and I don't have to worry. But I know with certain other people that I tear my hair out because it's a worry. So anyway, I've put my case, as a few others have, and GA have got a meeting coming up next week at their offices. I think there's about six or eight people invited, and we're going to sit down and sort of discuss this in a bit more depth, you know. So.
Well, the open feedback closed on January the 15th. Greyhounds Australasia are looking to implement these new rules as of July the 1st, 2015. Like you, Jeff, I'm all for animal welfare. I'm all for welfare within the greyhound industry and making sure that people are all on the same page as far as caring for the greyhound is concerned. Jeff, we look forward to speaking to you. We'll also try and speak with Scott Parker from Greyhounds Australasia in the next few weeks.
Thanks, Mark. Talk to you soon.
Jeff Collins there talking about the proposed changes to the breeding rules as far as Greyhounds Australasia is concerned.
Well, Rob, we'll take a break and come back in a moment. Mark, 3 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.
If Gallops Racing is your fancy, you'll get it all on Sky Sports Radio. We're with New South Wales Racing all the way from Racing HQ.
Well, we've got plenty of thoroughbred meetings today. We urge people to get along and enjoy it.
Trainers and jockeys supply vital info.
He's in super form, and I think he's a genuine each way champ.
Form experts, we've got the best. Racing is 7 days a week, and Sky Sports Radio doesn't miss a beat.
Do you want to watch live race vision and race replays from the palm of your hand? Want to carry the form, expert tips, results, and the latest news with you everywhere you go? Download the Sky Racing app on your mobile device today for immediate racing information at your fingertips. Search for Sky Racing in the App Store or Google Play. Free to download, easy to use. Download the Sky Racing app now. Thanks to tasracing.com.au. Conditions apply for access to live vision and replays.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to Going Greyhounds.
It's 2 to 11 and Mark Duclos with us. Mark, I think your blast from the past today may have lived in my old hometown of Toowoomba at one stage in Queensland.
He certainly did. Our blast from the past is one of the greatest trainers Australian greyhound racing has ever seen. His name is Jim Coleman, and there wasn't a race that Jim didn't win in Australia that was worth winning in the time. And along with his wife, Christine, they just prepared some of the best greyhounds. They were fastidious trainers, and I'm pleased to say that in our first blast from the past, James Coleman joins us. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
We're talking National Derby. Of course, the final is on next Saturday night. You hold the record, 5 Group 1 National Derbies between yourself and Christine, 1972, 1980, 1981, 1984, and lastly, 1995 with Dallas Mann. Your first one came in 1972 with Young Moss.
Yes, he was really the dog that brought us down from Queensland, from the Toowoomba. He was the dog that really started us off.
Now, we talk about a greyhound like General Jeff, who is still revered throughout Australian greyhound racing, and he was a real Jim Coleman bred greyhound because you trained his sire, Unwilly Lad, and you also trained the dam, Odious, who won the 1975 Australian Cup. You trained General Jeff for Billy Maloof and also leading bookmaker Terry Page at the time.
Yes, that's correct. We bought Odious, the mother of General Jeff, for Alan Wheeler. When he, and Odious, I think, grandmother, I just forget its name, but it started the Wheeler destiny.
That would be Gale's Beauty.
That's it, Gale's Beauty. I think that's where it all started from. He was at out near the car race in something creek.
Eastern Creek it is, yeah, which has now been redeveloped.
Yeah, that's it. And then they went to the Oaks, Alan did. But that's, I think, Gale's Beauty. Well, Odious, I think, was just not far from the start of it.
Jimmy, you also won the National Derby in 1981 with Handicap, and then you won it in 1984 with Inch Time. Which of those 5 greyhounds really stands out in your mind as the best you've prepared?
Oh, well, Inch Time was a really top dog at Harold Park, but he won the Derby. It was just sort of extra pace, but General Jeff was the best Derby dog I think I ever had. He won a Brisbane Cup, Cups, and
now,
trials and everything.
As I mentioned, he was owned by Billy Maloof and also leading bookmaker Terry Page, two guys who loved to have a punt.
Yes, they were big punters in the early days. In them days, even Singleton had 30 bookmakers, Richmond, everywhere. They were all, Harold Park might have been 70 bookies there, and same at Wentworth Park. So in them days, the betting was everything.
And Jimmy, you could get a bet on in those days.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's that many bookies, and the waterhouses used to be betting on the away meetings here, there, and everywhere. And yes, it was, and they used to bet each way then.
And concession.
And concession.
Money back if you're in second.
Oh, there was no trouble of getting 4,000 or 5,000 each way. No trouble at all anywhere. More.
You're now living up on the Gold Coast at Kira Beach with Christine. You're in retirement. How's life for you up there?
Yeah, it's wonderful at the moment, and we're both pretty healthy, and we go. We just come back from a walk now, but, we've got a lovely place where we are.
And, Jimmy, you still keep an eye on the dogs?
Yeah, I watch them if there's a big race coming on, because a lot of the young ones now, I don't know them, but if there's a big race on, and I don't mind watching the good dogs race, and there's some very, very good dogs around.
And what about the prize money of today, Jim? We're looking at a Melbourne Cup with $420,000 to the winner.
Well, I won a Melbourne Cup. I think it might have been about $90,000.
It was still good money, but Jimmy.
Oh, them days it was, yeah. Well, I remember Young Moss and Young Marcus, our brothers, when I first come down from Queensland. There was a mixed maiden at Cessnock, used to be $1,000. That was a lot of money in them days.
As well as the punt.
The punt, yes. That was the thing.
Jimmy Coleman, thank you very much for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
And thank you, and I hope to have a great night on Saturday night. Thank you.
Good on you. Jimmy Coleman, one of the great trainers in Australia, who, as I said, won 5 national derbies. I think he won 8 overall. He won a couple at Penrith, and he won Australian Cups. He won Melbourne Cups. We talk about people like Terry Page and Billy Maloof, and they knew how to have a bet, and they did. Now, as far as racing tonight is concerned, we've got heats of the Group 2 Shepparton Cup. Some great dogs engaged down there tonight. We've got the Melbourne Cup and also the Pools of Thunder winner, and that is Dinah Villa, who goes around. Armed and Ready for Darren McDonald is in Race 5, Heat 2. It is a $2.25 favourite with tab.com.au. Fixed odds. In Race number 6, Dinah Villa starts from Box 6. It's $1.70 at the moment. Heat number 4, the favourite there from the outside is Caustic Bayoff for Steve Collins. Luca Novelko's around in heat number 5, which is race 8 on the card. It's $1.90. Of course, this greyhound won the Geelong Cup, finished second in the Warrigal Cup behind Ronray Spirit, and Ronray Spirit goes around in heat 1 as well. It's drawn box number 3. And then out after that, we've got Big Ticket in heat number 6, race 9. It is $3.30. As far as other greyhound racing action is concerned, on Thursday night, we've got the Group 3 Big Dog Cup final at Albion Park. The National Derby and Futurity on Saturday night. Dave Carlson will be there trackside for Sky Racing. I'll be over at Kennington for the Sky Racing Perth Cup and also the Sky Racing Galaxy. And don't forget, the Catching Pen returns tomorrow night on Sky Racing 2 at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Channel 520, myself and Dave Carlson. Cozzy, that wraps up a very busy Going Greyhounds.
Fascinating what Jimmy said about the prize money, the way it's increased. I was going through the garage about a week ago, Mark. Found a rug there that one of your dogs, Midnight Shadow, won. He won a Bendigo 1000 maiden, and that was it. You went through the heats in the semi, and you won it, and you got a grand. And that was a big deal.
I think it's worth about 40 times that now, Cozzy.
Hey, actually, Jimmy started off as an apprentice jockey in Toowoomba, you know, with a bloke, and he was a real smart operator, Danny Baxter. He didn't miss too often.
He certainly did. He was a butcher as well, and he was a boxer.
Yeah, and so Jimmy, being an apprentice to this fella, he got off to a flying start in the way to set one up, I guess.
I've always put him at the top of my list of all-time great trainers. Yeah. You thought Jimmy Coleman had two or three dogs in work because he wouldn't start them unless he thought they could win. Yeah. But you go out to his kennels, he was at Londonderry at the time, he'd have 30 dogs in work, but he was so fastidious that if he didn't think they could win, he wouldn't be starting them.
And the respect from other trainers too was enormous.
He is a legend. He's a Hall of Fame inductee. He, as I said, he sits at the top of the list as far as I'm concerned of great trainers in Australia.
Right, yeah, good to catch up. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Cozzy.
Thanks a lot, Mark Duclos there with Going Greyhounds. It's 11:06, Sky Sports Radio.